huff at me.
Can't finish a sentence around here.
Oh, whatever. Yeah, I never have that problem.
But the movie,
I don't know,
was...
I never get interrupted at all.
Give me more loving than I've ever had. Make it all better when I'm feeling sad. Tell me that I'm special even when I know I'm not. Make it feel good when I hurt so bad. Barely getting mad, I'm so glad I found you. I love being around you. You make it easy. It's easy as one, two, one. There's only one thing to do. Three words for you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you. I don't know if I like it all the way down there. I didn't think you would like that.
That's annoying. You can't reach it.
I can't reach it.
And your desk is too clean. I don't like this at all.
I do like my desk being this clean.
Though. Well, if you put that up there, I mean, it's still clean all the way over here. Your inbox is down there now, so that's okay. Because that was the mess part of it.
This side.
I mean, that wasn't so clean over there either. But, I mean, you know, it's a studio. You got to have stuff.
What I did was I took my mixer off my desk and put it on a shelf underneath it, which is fine, but I have to bend over to adjust it.
Yeah, and that's and I can't not reach convenient.
It. You know what I could do is I put a little sliding door drawer right here, and I just slide it out, and I could just play with it.
Or you could just put it right there and save yourself some trouble.
Put it right there.
Yeah. Why don't you do that?
I could do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that,
I mean, just for show. Just set it up there for the show, and then put it away.
Back down, yeah. Yeah. Well, I guess. Yeah. We'll see.
You could do that.
How complicated that is
to do. That's not so bad. I mean.
So does anybody care about that? No.
No.
Okay.
You going to tell us about your foot?
Yeah, I've got to tell that story because I've teased it, I guess, is the main reason I have to.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. You think?
You don't have to tell anything.
I don't have to?
Nope.
Oh, if I don't have to, I'm not going to.
Okay.
I'm going to get people upset because they didn't get to do their exercises this week.
Oh, we better do that. It's
Thursday.
Everybody's
going to do their exercises.
Good grief. I hope you've done your exercise
like
before
this.
See,
when you ask the Lord Jesus Christ into your heart, then there's a different way that you're supposed to live. Like a Christian.
Elbows out. There we go.
Hands up high.
Come on, jumping jacks.
Out,
these are the Christian jumping jacks. Elbows out. Hands up high.
Hands up high.
And then you got to jump up and down.
I'm
going to
make him do 180.
Like a Christian.
Do 180.
All up in the church.
Is that 180 this way?
Looking for a few people.
That's a 360.
Nope, 180.
All right, touch your toes, everybody. Reach down. Touch your toes.
Not all the way around.
Touch your toes. Touch your toes. Keep your knees bent. Stand up and touch your toes. Knees straight. Knees straight. Touch toes.
No bouncing. Bouncing bad.
Deep knee bends. Deep knee bends. Help me up. Okay, I'm back. Okay.
Sumo squat.
Sumo squat. Ooh, that burns. Ooh, that burns. It makes my legs burn. You gotta feel the burn?
Feel the burn! Fun of him,
treating him wrong. When we get to heaven, no more burn. Elbows out. Hands up high. Elbows out.
Hands up high.
Can we ever do the jumping jacks? Hands up high. Elbows out.
Hands up high. I help like a Christian. Hands up high.
Okay, that's enough.
You tired? You need to work out some more.
Okay. No, I'm just kidding. All right. Okay. We're back. Happy to be here. Everybody glad to be alive?
I am.
Good, good, good. I'm glad to hear
Sorry,
it.
Excuse me. I'm yawning. What? What are you doing? What you thinking?
What
you doing?
Me?
Nothing. What you doing?
Nothing. Well, howdy there, sweetie pie. How you doing?
Hi.
Hey! Listen, I don't want to keep y'all nothing, but I gotta... You know, it's been a long time since I even talked about the bait shop.
It has been.
Because we've been focusing it on my
it's
goat.
It's been a good thing.
My goat entrepreneurship for a while now.
Yes, yes.
Which has kind of been, you know, it's been a disaster to tell you the truth.
Really?
Yeah, it was a money pit, them goats.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I ain't made
it. Has the bait shop been making up for it?
Well, no, besides, you know, renting out the goats for advertising for the Jesus Geek.
Mm-hmm.
Besides that, I ain't made a penny off of them.
Really?
No, you know, goat milk ain't what it used to be.
No.
And I've been drinking it, but can't really sell much of it. People don't want to buy Buford's goat milk. I don't know why. It's the only goat milk that's available online. Buford's Goat Milk Online.
Yeah.
You can go there. It's BufordsGoatMilkOnline.com if you want to check that out. And you can go there and purchase some goat milk or some goat cheese.
No, thank you.
If you'd like to purchase...
What's the matter?
Purchase goat cheese.
I don't want any goat cheese, but thank you.
Okay. I made it myself with my own bare feet.
I really don't want any.
Okay. Got to churn it. It's barefoot churned.
Ew.
And special goat cheese. Also, you know, I still got the live harvested pork skins.
Yeah, yeah.
I got those going. I've actually made quite a bit of money off of
them. Oh, really? Really? But, how's that?
Deer, what?
How's that?
Well, there's no expense, really.
Uh-huh.
They're live harvested, so they just grow back.
Right.
You know, I just strip them off and they grow back, strip them off and grow back. You can only get so much at a time, though. That's the only bad thing about that.
Uh-huh.
Or you'll kill the pig. You don't want to do that.
Yeah, yeah,
because that's your money bag right there. You know, that's what's going on. But the what's them people called? Them people.
people?
PETA? People for the Ethical Treatment PETA, of Animals? Mm-hmm. Yeah, they sent me quite a few threatening letters about my live harvest.
Oh, they didn't like that, huh?
They didn't like it, but I said, what's worse, killing the pig or, you know, taking a little bit of its skin and leaving the pig alive? You'd think that they'd appreciate me.
Maybe.
But they didn't appreciate me.
Mm-mm.
They didn't appreciate me at all.
So, did you do anything about it?
Yeah, I in their direction.
Oh, okay. Good to know. So, how's the bait shop doing?
Well, you know, these hard economic times have taken a toll on poor Buford's Industries.
Uh-huh.
And so, I've had to basically reopen, or I have redone and took a effort at the Buford's used tackle, almost live bait, and all-you-can-eat buffet bait shop. I got this whole new advertising scheme going on, you know.
Uh-huh.
And I'm rebranding myself.
Oh, yes. Okay.
I've taken these entrepreneur classes off of internet.
Okay.
And they've told me that what I need to do is I need to rebrand myself.
All right.
And need to diversify my business.
So maybe that you should advertise live bait? That might help.
But
sales.
No, that'd just be false advertising there. So, I can't do that. You're not supposed to make
promises.
Why
don't you just get live bait?
Well, that kind of defeats the purpose of my whole business. It's salvage business. All I got used tackle.
But why do you have to have the salvage
live bait
business?
And all you can eat buffet.
Yeah, but right you there could have live
right
bait.
The Beaver's Bait Shop.
And used lures and stuff. You can salvage the lures and stuff instead of live bait, right?
Well, I can't afford the live bait.
What, you can afford to dig a hole?
Aerators cost money.
Can you dig a hole?
Well, that's work. I don't want to do work.
Oh.
So, I mean, what's the point of owning your own business? You got to have work, too. If I want to work, I work for somebody else.
Oh, okay.
So, anyway, my roots, going back to my roots, the way it was in the beginning.
All right.
And I'm just going to focus on my roots, which is the you know, the almost live bait, used tackle, and all you can eat buffet.
Alrighty.
Buford's Bait Shop.
All right.
Okay.
No more goats.
Yeah, no. Well, I still got a few goats, and I still got a few pigs. Okay.
All right.
And still got a few catfish. You know, catfish milk.
Yeah.
And we're still doing that business a little
uh-huh,
bit.
Uh-huh.
But
gotta can't have all your eggs in all in one basket.
I can't have all my eggs in one basket. I'm you know what? I'm a diverse talent.
Hmm.
You know, I've got to be, you know, doing things.
You've been listening to Susie Orman, huh?
Stretch,
she said to diversify.
Stretch my talent, you know, stretch my mind and always keep me challenged.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, I'll just get bored, you know.
Yeah.
So, anyway, so that's pretty much all I got. I just want to let y'all know I'm reopening the store. Grand opening is going to be next week. And I haven't spent a lot of money, but I have spent a lot of time.
Uh-huh.
A lot of time getting other people to come over and do this for free, getting the place cleaned up, and we've got a whole new mop that we're using to clean the floors with now, and I actually bought a hairnet to go in the kitchen. It hangs up there upside the.
Oh, well, that's good.
The little
really do you much good hanging there, does it?
Well, the health department said I had to have one, so it's up there. I've got new grease for the grease fryer, and yep. And I even put one of them little exhaust fans, you know, that you have in the bathrooms.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I put one of them right above the bait bucket there on the corner.
Oh, that's very thoughtful of you.
Yeah, well, you know, it's all part of the plan.
Okay.
So, we've got
that. But you have to get back to the business? You have...
Yep, got to get back over now.
Don't you have to be tending the shop? You need to get going?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay.
Got to get going.
All right.
So, I guess I'll talk to you folks later, and appreciate you letting me stop by and plug my wires and all that. You know, I'm a big, strong supporter of the show. Really like what y'all been doing over here lately, by the way.
Thank you.
The hero matches. I'm a big fan of wrestling.
Oh, okay.
You know, I had an uncle that was into wrestling.
Okay. Don't you need to go?
You know how many wrestlers it takes to change a light bulb? Wait, I got to go. I'll see y'all later. Why? Why do you let him in here?
I don't let him in here. You do.
I don't understand why you let him in here.
You do. It's your lack of self-control.
My lack of self-control?
Yeah, your lack... Oh, excuse me. Oh.
Ugh. So I got to tell the Whiskey Foot story.
Oh, it's a piece of my lung.
Which involves Well, it's not a Christian story. It's not... This isn't your Sunday school.
How is that not a Christian story?
This isn't your Sunday school story.
Oh, okay.
It's not your Baptist Christian story anyway.
Oh, what's wrong with it? Is there something wrong with whiskey?
Well, it's of the devil.
It is?
Well, according to some people.
Oh, okay.
It's hard liquor.
Oh, so?
Let me tell you how hard this liquor is, because that goes into the story.
So, you know, it's funny.
So, we're going over to a friend of ours' house, right? John mm-hmm. and April.
Yeah.
Going over to their house.
Yeah.
And he loves Maker's Mark whiskey. Okay, it's his thing. And he drinks about, I'd say, a pint of it a year.
Probably, right? Yeah.
But he likes it.
It's just a little bit. A little special thing.
Yeah, it's a special thing. He looks forward to it the times he does drink it. And so, and we both appreciate it. I like it, too. It's got a little sweetness to it. It's really good. It's made in Kentucky and Bourbon County, so it's official bourbon. And it was closed down. The distillery there was closed down, I think, during the Depression mm-hmm. or during Prohibition or somewhere in there. It got closed. And then they reopened it with the same barrels in the same place. I don't remember. It was in the 80s or 90s or something like that. So the tradition of Maker's Mark, though, goes back hundreds of years,
right?
Even though it was out of business for, I don't know, 100 years or something, 50 years. Mm-hmm. So anyway, it's just it's a unique taste, and it's a very good whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
And so me and John, it's one of our things, and he invited us over.
I had been there all day.
His wife invited us.
I had been there with April all day.
Right, and I'd been working. This was last Saturday.
Yeah.
And I had been working, and she had been over there. And so what happened was he said, come on over, we'll drink some Maker's Mark. Well, he only had enough basically for both of us to have two drinks all night, which was fine, which is probably all we would have drank anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But then that would have left him with none.
Yes.
And so being the good friend, I said, well, we've got a little time. Why don't we run over to the nearest liquor store is the next town. Cumbie. Cumbie is the name of the town. And so I said, why don't we run over to Cumbie, and because we live in a dry county, and get some Maker's Mark for him. And then, you know, so when I drink his, and I can leave some there for him.
Okay.
So there you go. So there's the background of the story. So then we drive over there, everything, you know, go inside the liquor store there. The liquor store is called Beer 30. I wish this story had more class than it does. But the liquor store is called Beer 30.
Oh, man.
Because it's located on I-30.
Yes.
And there's also a country song, something about
yes.
it. Beer 30
it's
somewhere.
Beer 30 somewhere. Yes.
So I walk in. I walk over to where the Maker's Mark is. I reach up and grab with my right hand, the Maker's Mark bottle. Now, if you've never seen Maker's Mark whiskey, which I'm sure all of you good people have never seen it. But it is dipped. The tip, the bottle is turned over and dipped in
wax,
or it's poured over the top.
And it looks like it's dripping down
right.
the bottle.
So there's this wax all over the bottle. Well, a little piece of that wax
When I reached up and grabbed the bottles were all squished together on the top row, touching each other.
Too tight.
So when I grabbed the Maker's Mark whiskey and pulled it down, it's on the top shelf, it grabbed the bottle next to it and pulled it down too, on the right of the bottle I grabbed. Now, if you get this picture in my head, I'm grabbing it with my right hand, pulling it down, the bottle on its right fell. So I couldn't reach across with my left hand and catch it in time.
Right.
Because it's you know, crossed over. So as it falls, I'm like, oh no, you know, and I'm trying to position my body into catching something before it hits the ground, and I stick my foot out. Why? I don't know. I'm a circus clown. I'm going to catch this thing on my big toe like a seal.
He's going to balance it.
Well, this thing, and this is a big bottle of whiskey, by the way. The thing had to weigh 2 pounds.
The one that fell on you?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Solid glass. It's, I don't even forget what it's called now. Something and something.
Never heard of it.
Something and something reserve. I don't know. This big, thick glass, big, fancy glass. Well, anyway, so it falls and lands on my foot because I stuck my foot out to catch it. Mm-hmm. So my foot caught.
Like on the ankle.
Right. Yeah. Right on the curve of the ankle mm-hmm, and the foot there.
Mm-hmm. Ow.
Yeah. It hurt so bad. And at the same time, the thing actually then hit my foot, then hit the ground, and the little top is made, it was a cork, and it popped up. And so whiskey went all over my foot, all over my leg, all over the bottom of my ankle there,
mm-hmm.
on my jeans and down in my shoe and everything. So I picked it up. I picked up the bottle, and I was like, and my foot was hurting. Well, I got this big old bruise in my foot, a big old knot on my foot now. It's huge. But at the time, I mean, it hurt. I didn't even knock off a piece of skin. It hit so hard. Now, I'm not trying to get you to feel sorry for me. I'm just saying it hurt. So I go up. So I hobble up to the counter with my Maker's Mark, and he saw the whole thing, you know. And I'm like, "Sorry about that." And he goes, "I don't." He says, "Don't worry about it." And then he says, "Don't worry about it," right?
Uh huh.
And so I'm thinking, okay, he's going to clean it up or something, you know, or something. So then he says, "He said, I don't know exactly how it went now because I got mad, and when I get mad, I forget things." But anyway, he says. He rang up the bottle, and then he says, he looked at me, and I was like, well, how much is it? And he says, well, I don't know what I'm supposed to do about that bottle. And he pointed back to the bottle on the row. I brought the bottle with me and set it up there. I think I set it up there. Yeah, because I took him the bottle that had fell, and I set it there. And I said, I'm sorry about this. And he said, don't worry about it. And so then he says, So he rang up the Maker's Mark, and then I said, how much? He says, well, I don't know what I'm supposed to do about this other something. And I was like, you know, that bottle? And I was like, well, when I grabbed this bottle, that bottle fell. It's like, I never, you know, it's not like I dropped it myself.
Yeah.
I didn't have anything to do with it. I mean, it was an accident, but it was caused by me, I guess. But
yeah.
It was also, I didn't touch that bottle. I mean, it was, the bottles were touching each other, and. So I didn't really feel like it was completely my responsibility.
Like,
but
you needed to pay restitution?
Yeah, but at the same time, he's implying that I do.
Right.
He implies that I do. So mm-hmm. I'm like, well, okay. I mean, all right. Well, if I'm paying for that, I'm not paying for the Maker's Mark. So I went and put the Maker's Mark back. And I come back, and so he makes me pay for this bottle of whiskey. Mm-hmm. So I went in and took it because what was left of it, it was about 3/4 left in the bottle. The rest was on my leg and in my shoe. So... Now, I get back in the car, and I pull out of the parking lot, and I'm kind of mad. I'm like, oh, I'm not going back there, you know.
It's yeah.
Like, I mean, yeah, if you break something, you kind of think you should pay for it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you expect the business to, like, value you over whatever got broken.
Right.
And I didn't feel
at least ask
value.
If you...
I don't think he was unfair. I just don't think I'll be going back there.
Right.
Because he didn't...
Did he ask if you were okay or anything?
No, nothing like that or, you know, anything like that. So I'm like, okay. So
that's what you get.
That's what I get. So I'm going home. Now
what
I'm
you
thinking
get for buying whiskey.
That's what you get for buying whiskey. Now that's I'm on my
judgment.
Way home. The car fills up with this reeking smell of whiskey because it's all over my foot.
It stunk.
All in my shoe. I've got an open bottle of whiskey in my car. I'm transporting it over the county line. Now these aren't like throw you in prison offenses, but They're gonna cause issues if I get pulled over.
Right.
Because the first thing he's gonna smell is good.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it was strong.
So I've got to mind my P's and Q's and not get pulled over. Although I'm thinking about this all the way.
That's why you drove on the frontage road most of the way, huh?
No, I always go that way.
Oh, okay. You went awful around the long way.
No, the long way would be because I have to go back through Cumbie to get up across.
Okay. Anyway.
Anyway, so now my foot hurts like the Dickens.
Uh-huh.
Got a big old knot on it.
Was the whiskey any good?
Yeah, it was okay.
Yeah.
Wasn't as good as Maker's.
Well, there you go.
It was $4 more than Maker's.
Of course it was.
Of course it was. So that's my whiskey. That's the whiskey foot story.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, it did sanitize itself.
Yeah, that's good. You didn't have to worry about getting infected or anything.
No, no.
That's good.
No, no.
That's good. Do people really think whiskey's bad?
Really? It's hard liquor. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
It's not something you're supposed to.
What do you mean? I don't understand.
I don't know.
So you're not something what?
Well, Christians
will what get... the heck's the difference between whiskey and wine? It's all alcohol.
Well, you get away with a lot more with wine than you can with whiskey.
Well, that's ridiculous.
In the Bible, anyway.
You shouldn't.
Well, that's true, I guess.
Just because they didn't have whiskey then, does it mean...
Whiskey's got a worse reputation than wine.
Well, that's because, you know, it's easier to overdrink it. But you don't drink it straight, and you only drink like 2 glasses of it, and you nurse it for 6 hours.
Yeah, I can drink it. Because what I'll do is I'll actually pour like a shot of whiskey in the bottom, and then I'll fill the rest up with Coke. And it's just like I use one of those whiskey drinking glasses. What are those called? Glasses? Yeah. Whiskey glasses? I don't know.
Yeah.
So I fill the rest up with Coke, and then I drink that. And then when it gets about... When it starts to get really strong tasting whiskey, I go add more Coke. So one shot of whiskey lasts me all night. I'll just keep adding Coke to it.
Yeah.
So.
There you go. Do you feel like you need to defend yourself? You're acting like you need to defend yourself.
Well, there's a lot of people. I don't offend anybody. You're not supposed to, you know. Some people get offended by the whole drinking talk.
Well, then why are you talking about it?
I feel like I'm on much stronger ground when it comes to talking about wine because we also love wine. I mean, you drink wine. And I have no issues with that. Because Jesus made wine. Jesus was called a drunkard. Jesus, you know.
Okay.
He said he drank. You know, I mean, Baptists have nothing to stand on when it comes to the wine business.
All right.
But whiskey's a different story. It's kind of, it's just another level.
It is not another level.
It's another level of reputation.
But that has nothing to do.
No, it doesn't matter about, I'm not saying it's a sin.
Okay.
I'm just saying some people look down on it.
All right. I get that. I understand that. But they should. If they look down on that, they should look down on all of it.
This is true.
You shouldn't think wine's okay and whiskey's not. That's
right.
Dumb. Wine's okay and margaritas are not. Dumb.
You could be an alcoholic and drink beer just as well as you can drink be an alcoholic and drink whiskey.
That's exactly right.
So I would wager there's probably more beer alcoholics than there are whiskey alcoholics because it's cheaper. It's just my opinion.
Okay.
Anyway.
Thank you for that.
So that's my whiskey foot story.
Mm-hmm.
What you got?
Good to know.
What you got for this show? Oh, we got to do, an update on the, now, yesterday was the deadline for accepting funds. I don't know how much we collected because as we're recording, we still have 3 days left. But so I'm very excited to I'll post those numbers, you know, out in the forum in the community. So as far as how much money we actually did raise by the 15th for this. Now, if you would like to donate more money to the Angel Food Ministries, that feel free to do that. You can still donate it and just put it in the memo tab. This is for Angel Food Ministries, but me and Faith are maxed out on what we can match. So whatever you donate, we will still accept for Angel Food Ministries, but we're not going to match anymore. Okay, does that make sense?
Yep.
And then by the end of the month, we will actually submit this as soon as the funds stop coming in, and probably wait another week just because we're going to still probably be promoting this thing. So we're still accepting funds, and then I think by the end of the month, then we'll put it together and we'll start ordering the Angel Food packages for people that we know of, and the rest we would just make a donation to Angel Food Ministries itself, so they can use it directly. Donations to them, they use directly for food. So,
yes.
So it all goes to feed people who are hurting and out of work, and you know. So that's where the funds go. So, cool. Are you ready?
Yeah.
We will go get an update from Faith. What's her name?
Finkenstein.
Finkenstein. And Brad Scuttle.
Finkenstein.
Scuttlestein. Finkenstein and Scuttlestein. It beats me. I don't know why I can't get this. Can't you come up with just a...
Me?
Why must you insist on making it difficult for me?
Welcome to the Sportatorium. I'm Brad Scuttlestein, and with me here, the lovely and beautiful Faith... Finkenstein.
Funkenstein. Is it Finkenstein?
Yes.
I don't even know.
You don't even know.
Okay, we turned down the crowd noise. All right, today was a beautiful match. It was incredible. It was outstanding. It was beating me down talking like this. Today was Ripley, Ellen Ripley versus Rooster Cogburn.
Who?
Ellen Ripley.
I heard what you said.
Rooster Cogburn.
Who?
I'm not going to say it again.
You don't know who they are.
Yes, Ellen Ripley is from Aliens, and Rooster Cogburn is from Rooster Cogburn.
Sigourney Weaver?
True Grit.
Aliens?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And Rooster Cogburn is from Rooster Cogburn and True Grit. John Wayne.
Oh, gotcha. See, you got to tell me who they are. I told you to tell me who they are.
You don't have to scream. I'm right here.
To tell me who they are.
Well, ladies and gentlemen. I can't now. I can't hear it at all. Ladies and gentlemen, the match was very interesting. Rooster Cogburn started the match by stumbling into the ring completely drunk. He made the first of many mistakes by calling Ellen Ripley Missy. Ellen then stuck out her chin and slapped Cogburn. You know how she sticks out her chin?
Yeah,
she does
yeah.
That? Anyway, and slapped him across the face, poked him in his one good eye. To which he said, I bet you won't do that again. And she did.
And she was dead?
Did. She did. She poked him again. Not dead. Did. Dead. Did. Can you tell the difference?
No.
Oh. Anyway, he was very old and drunk, and he was overweight by about 80 pounds.
Oh, you're going to quit the Howard Cosell thing?
Yeah, for a minute. One eye. He had one eye, but he still...
This is the lamest thing I've ever heard.
He still managed to be quite spry for his age. She threw three punches, two of which Cogburn ducked, and the third of which landed in his gut. This was a mistake, because he's got no feeling there. So he... He grabbed her and threw her down, and he said, all right, Missy, it's time to teach you some manners. The burly Texan drug her over to his corner, where he sat on his stool, threw her across his knee, and began to spank her. This, one of the things John Wayne was famous. Do you ever watch John Wayne movies? Looking at me like I'm crazy.
No, I know that he's famous for that.
Okay.
Just wish this was over.
She screamed that she was going to throw him in an airlock, or flush him out of an airlock, excuse me. But there's only one in the sportatorium, and that's in the men's restroom. So there was very little chance of that. She managed to get up off him and poke him in his eye again. She landed a few more punches. She was just about ready to finish him off. This old man was tired. He had all he could have, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just about. And then all of a sudden, she began to twitch.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
Did the alien come out?
A little spit came up
in the
corner of her mouth. A little spit, a little bile came out the corner of her mouth.
Uh-oh.
She blinked. Her eyes went kind of hazy. She began to realize what was happening as her chest started to protrude. She screamed, no! Then her entire body split open, and Han Solo stepped out. He turned around and looked at her and said, sorry, princess, but we've grown apart. Then he turned back to Rooster Cogburn and said, how's that for smuggling? Ba-dum-bum. He planted one giant fist on the old man's good eye, and that was the end of him. The judges conferred and pronounced the last man standing to be Han Solo, the victor of this round. Unfortunately, nobody had picked him to win this round, so there was going to be no points accumulated for that.
Alrighty.
No, actually, they said that because he came from Ellen Ripley, that it'd actually be like her victory, but it's him. It's weird. I don't know. It all figures out in the point standings. Very confusing.
All right.
So there you have it. Final, that's the match. This has made the crowd very happy, though, because they were very excited to see Han Solo back in the mix, you know, cutting it up. And he was a crowd favorite to begin with.
Yes, he was.
So there you have it.
Good looking guy.
Excuse me?
And that's all we have from the Davy Crockett Memorial Sportatorium. I'm Brad Scuttlestein with my co-host Faith Finkenstein. Saying adieu.
Adieu.
What? Do what? I don't know what you're talking about. All right, everybody. Well, thanks for joining us today on the show. We appreciate it. We really do like when you swing by and check us out. If you would like to contribute, we already talked about that. You can go to My Life Ministries homepage, click on donate. Mm-hmm. Be sure you put in the memo. It's for Angel Food Ministries. Now, if you don't put anything there, I don't know if this announcement. I made the announcement in the community. I don't know if I ever made it on the show, but My Life Ministries is no longer accepting donations for My Life Ministries itself. All donations coming into the ministry will go for charitable purposes. So if you have a specific charity that you would like to support, that's fine. Otherwise, it will go to one of the My Life Ministries charities, which is the next one on the list is going after the Angel Food Ministries ends. At the end of the month, we will be working on the water charity, which is of John Wilkerson, Jesus Geek. He has Water for Life, a charity that he sponsors. Okay. And so My Life Ministries will then be donating funds to that. And we will have a special, something to promote that next time. So
alrighty.
All of your funds that you send, that you donate to My Life Ministries, go for charity. We keep not a penny. So there you go.
Maybe we can see. Oh, never mind.
Okay. Except for the funds me and Faith put in ourselves, of course.
Yes.
Because somebody's going to keep this boat afloat.
Mm-hmm.
Pay the registration fees.
Somebody has to.
That's right. The Lord will provide. That's right. But during these economic times, until further notice, we're not accepting any more donations for ourselves. All right, everybody. As long as the Lord continues to bless us, then it's all over, right? He's going to take us home. So, because he promises to continue to bless us. So, all right, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Let me find my exit music here. Tomorrow is the exit strategy. I could learn to say that word, the exit strategy.
Very good.
Yes, for Friday. So that'll be exciting. Tune in for that. That's kind of a new thing. And we also had the new thing on Monday with the couch time with McFadden. So we'll have that next on Monday as well. But tune in tomorrow for the exit strategy. All right. Thanks for joining us. Goodbye.
Adios.
Adios. Vios. Con Dios. See, now, Jose has ruined that for me now. I don't know. I can't, it's like I can't say it anymore without thinking I'm saying it wrong now, even though I've heard it that way all my life.
Well, don't worry about what he says. Since when have you worried about what other people thought?
Since never.
Okay, well then just say it the way you want to say it.
Okay. Dios con Dios, everybody.
There you go.
John chapter 3. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher that comes from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him." Jesus answered him and said, "Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." And Nicodemus said to him, "How can a man be born when he is old? Can he be born a second time into his mother's womb?" Jesus answered, "Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but cannot tell where it comes from or where it goes. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit." Nicodemus answered and said to him, "How can these things be?" Jesus answered and said to him, "Are you the teacher of Israel and do not know these things? Most assuredly, I say to you, we speak what we know and testify what we have seen, and you do not receive our witness. If I have told you earthly things and you do not believe, how will you believe if I tell you heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven but he who came down from heaven, that is, the Son of Man who is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, and that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men love the darkness rather than the light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone practicing evil hates the light, and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds might be clearly seen, that they have been done in God.